With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Legislation to repeal 11 federal laws targeting Native Americans is headed to the U.S. House. South Dakota Republican Mike Rounds introduced the Respect Act in the Senate, where it passed unanimously. The bill has support from the Great Plains Tribal Chairmen's Association and the National Congress of American Indians. The laws targeted for repeal are discriminatory toward Native Americans. One allows authorities to force indigenous children into reform schools. Rounds says the outdated laws are appalling and immoral. A federal judge in South Dakota is criminally charging three members of the U.S. Marshals Service with contempt of court and obstructing justice. That's after a dispute with a marshal who refused to disclose her COVID-19 vaccination status and removed prisoners from a courthouse. U.S. District Judge Charles Kornman charged three supervisory law enforcement officers, including the agency's chief of staff, John Kilgallen. The officers allegedly allowed a deputy marshal to leave the courthouse in Aberdeen with prisoners in tow on May 10th after the marshal refused to tell the judge whether she had been vaccinated against COVID-19. Even though the pandemic is easing, households are still trying to recover from the crisis. The Federal Communications Commission is providing a relief program to help pay internet bills. SDPB's Kyle Ireland reports.
The Emergency Broadband Benefit is an FCC program to help households struggling to afford internet service during the COVID-19 pandemic. For those eligible, internet service providers will deduct $50 from the bill every month. This will last until the program runs out of money or the pandemic is declared over by health officials. Marty Newell is Chief Operating Officer at the Center for Rural Strategies. He says high-speed broadband access isn't a luxury, but a necessity.
You got to have it to do business. You got to have it to go to school. You got to have it to check with your doctor. You've got to have it to apply for benefits. You've got to have it to apply for a job.
Newell says the EBB program received strong support from both sides of the aisle.
Nobody in Washington that says we need less accessible and more expensive internet service for my constituents.
695 households in South Dakota have enrolled in the program so far. Rural South Dakotan Jessica Shop says the effort has been a big help for her family after struggling with spotty connections.
My kids had to go into, during the pandemic, they had to go into town and sit in the parking lots to be able to do their homework.
The FCC reports that 95% of South Dakotans have high-speed internet access. That number falls to 89% for rural populations. Low-income households and people who make less than $198,000 could be eligible for the program. For more information on eligibility and how to apply, visit ebbhelp.org or call the program's hotline at 833-511-0311. Reporting for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Ireland.
Two groups have merged to support entrepreneurs and startups in Sioux Falls. The Zeal Center for Entrepreneurship will merge with and take the name of Startup Sioux Falls. The nonprofit has new branding, a new website, and plans to move downtown. SDPB's Ariel Zients has more.
Matt Paulson is a business leader in Sioux Falls. He said it didn't make sense for the city to have two organizations that focus on supporting startups and entrepreneurs.
We knew we would be stronger if we combined efforts. You know, for the organization to be successful in the future, it really needed to combine the best aspects of Zeal and the best aspects of Startup Sioux Falls into one organization.
Paulson made his comments at a Sioux Falls Rotary Club event with Brian Manor, who heads the new Startup Sioux Falls. Manor says the merger creates a more streamlined approach to the city's economics. Startup Sioux Falls offers business accelerator, networking, and mentorship programs. The building is located on the northwest side of Sioux Falls, but will move to the downtown area to be more accessible. For SDPB, I'm Ariel Zients in Rapid City.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.